You are listening to KRHS Media, located in St. Louis, Missouri, sponsored by the Rittner School District.
I'm Will Rivers with KRHS, and this is STL Teen Speak, a series of interviews dedicated to teens and those who affect teens in the St. Louis region to give voice to the stories, opinions, and hopes in the aftermath of Ferguson.
We're here, and we're covering, you know, the youth perspective on what is happening in Ferguson.
Right.
And so I wanted to kind of get an adult's perspective also while we're here doing the youth.
Yeah, I am in total support of hearing the students' voices. I'm the superintendent of an 18,000 school district that's near Rittner. Mm-hmm. And so it's very, very important for us to hear the students' voices. The students are our future. And so it's very, very important for us to hear what the students think and make sure that the students are part of this solution. Because many times, as you heard, adults have tried to squelch the students' voice and maybe not talk about it as much as we should have. But it's critical for us to be able to hear what students think and to listen and value and make them a part of the solution.
And then also, a question that I've kept asking most of the youth here is from the perspective of a kid, because I know my parents, they talk about, like, you know, being black in America and being African American, and they give me the talk about the judicial system and all that. And so since you're an adult, how do you handle that? Do you have any children, and how do you, like, talk to the youth about that?
Yeah, I have two boys. Mm-hmm. I have two boys also, 22 and 20, and I have also talked to them about when they are stopped by the police, what to do, what not to do, where to have your hands, or not to have your hands, not to make any movements. And so it's very, very important that I teach my own boys to do that. And it's important for me to remember it, also being an African American male in the United States and in Missouri. Mm-hmm. So I'm not immune to it either as an adult.
Right. And so I also remember I was talking to Clifton, and, you know, the young man that had spoke earlier, and he was talking about how it's not just a moment, it's a movement. So I had asked him to explain that, and he was talking about it's not just like something that's happening right now and it will fade away.
Right.
It's a movement that's going to last. What do you think about that?
I think it's true. I think it is true, because as you heard, it's been over 150 days, and so it has been ongoing. This is just the beginning. We're going to be working with the commission through September of this year, but that is only the beginning. There will be recommendations that will impact this region, and will impact the state of Missouri, and hopefully impact the entire United States of America. Long, long time, long after I'm gone.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You did a great job.
Thank you. And-